with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, June 17th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we're going to bring you another one of our Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Games of the Week. And we've had some good ones this year. This one tonight proves to be no different. It is a rematch of last year's Class 1A Substate Final as Kingsley Pearson heads to Sargent Field to battle Akron Westfield. Should be a great matchup in Akron. We'll have all the action for you right here on KLEM with pregame coverage slated to begin around 7:15. First pitch at 7:30. You can catch the contest in a rematch of last year's Substate Final between Kingsley Pearson and Akron Westfield in baseball right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Well, yesterday was kind of an interesting day around the area. We had some games get postponed. We had some games played much earlier in the afternoon. Let's give you a recap of what was played yesterday on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We're going to start in softball in the Wargo Conference, where the Galen Catholic softball team continues to get back on the right track with an 8-0 win in 5 innings over Trinity Christian. Just a dominant outing in the circle for Kennedy Paulson. 5 innings of work, and she only allowed a hit with no runs and struck out 6 batters. Haley Lubin picked up an RBI, going 2-for-3 to lead the Galen offense. The number 12-ranked Hinton softball team, kind of in a rain-shortened contest in 6 innings, defeated South O'Brien by a score of 6-4. Kayla Cypersma was lethal at the plate, going 2-for-5 with a double and 3 RBIs. Megan Leary went 1-for-2 with an RBI as well. Number 14-ranked Akron Westfield, also in a rain-shortened contest in 5 innings, defeated Harris Lake Park by a score of 6-1. Laney Shootneck went 2-for-2 with a double and 2 RBIs. Briley Johnson went 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. And Avery Gaswin pitched 5 innings, allowed 5 hits, an unearned run, and struck out 4 batters. Rams and St. Mary's, they took it to Hartley Melvin Sanborn, wasting no time in defeating the Hawks by a score of 10-0 in 4 innings. Hallie Bunkers hit a triple, going 2-for-3 with an RBI. Chloe Homan went 1-for-2 with a double and 2 RBIs. And Josie Schwickerash, she did a lot of things for the Hawks in the win, going 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs, and she pitched as well, going 4 innings, allowing 3 hits, no runs, and striking out 3 batters. High-scoring contest in Ironton last night, but it was West Sioux getting the better of MMCRU in a big win for the Falcons, 11-10 over the Royals. Tia Tenninger hit her first home run of the season, but the Royals unfortunately took the loss. In the Western Valley Conference, kind of a stunner here as Lawton Bronson ended up knocking off 15th-ranked Kingsley Pearson in 5 innings last night with a big 8-run fifth to the tune of a 10-2 win. That was a huge upset. The Panthers take their first conference softball loss of the year. Also in the Western Valley Conference in softball, Ridgeview down Siouxland Christian 14-0 in 4 innings, and it was West Monona over Woodbury Central Big Time 11-2 in 6 innings. To baseball from yesterday in the Wargo Conference, it was Galen Catholic defeating Trinity Christian by a score of 11-5. Braden Horking continues to dominate Wargo Conference pitching at the plate. He was 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs. Now get this, in his last 3 games against Wargo Conference opponents, he's a perfect 9-for-9 with 9 RBIs. He is seeing Wargo Conference pitching very well and will try and continue to do so later tonight. Mason Small, he went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Dane Lehman went 2-for-2 with a double, and he drove in 2 runs as well. Also in the Wargo Conference in baseball, number 1-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, they continue to just win. 16-0 winner over Hartley Melvin Sanborn in 4 innings. Colin Holman, he continues to mash at the plate. He hit another home run. He's hit 6 of them in his last 6 games. His home run was his only hit, and he drove in 3 runs in the contest. Danon Laux, he went 2-for-2 with a double, a triple, and 4 RBIs. Austin Klein went 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs. And Landon Waldschmidt, he was the pitcher of record, firing a 4-inning no-hitter while striking out 7 batters. Landon Waldschmidt, he had also a hit to go along with that bat and two runs batted in the victory. The Akron Westfield baseball team, with a bit of a lightning delay in there, defeated Harris Lake Park in five innings by a score of 12-2. Tatum Wilkin drove in three runs, going 1-for-3 on the day. William Hartman, 2-for-4 with a double and two RBIs, and Brock Hansen went a perfect 2-for-2 with two RBIs. Hinton baseball wasted no time in downing South O'Brien as well, to the tune of a 12-2 win in five innings. Carver DeGroat, he was perfect at the plate. 3-for-3 with a double and four RBIs. Logan Kempema goes 3-for-3 with a double and two RBIs. Kaysen Boovy, he was the pitcher and a pretty good hitter as well. He went 1-for-2 with two RBIs, pitched five innings, allowed three hits, two runs, and struck out nine batters in the win. And finally, last but certainly not least in the Wargal Conference in baseball, was MMCRU over West Sioux, 6-0, with Eli Schlanger going 2-for-4 with an RBI. Josh Peterson drove it a run, and Brandon Dreckman scored twice on his 2-for-4 day. Michael Peterson went 6 2/3 on the hill, allowing three hits, no runs, and he struck out 11 helpless Falcons. In the Western Valley Conference in baseball, Kingsley Pearson was a big winner over Lawton Bronson, 4-1. The Panthers recorded 8 total walks at the plate. Landon Howe finished with an RBI. Sam Duskin went 1-for-3 with a double in the Panther victory. Woodbury Central defeated West Monona by a score of 10-0 in 5 innings. By the way, KP and Woodbury Central, they're at the top of the Western Valley Conference. I have to imagine a battle for first place could be on the line when they are set to score off tomorrow. You can check out a rundown of all of the scores and results that I just brought to you. They're found on our website anytime at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage and in the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. Let's go now to some new rankings from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. These came out yesterday. First in Class 1A, where Remsen St. Mary's remains the number one team in the state. They just continue to win, and they continue to get the respect that they deserve. Sigourney is ranked number 2, Linville Sully 3, Coon Rapids Bayard 4, and St. Ansgar checks in at number 5. Also in the rankings, not quite in the top 10, but just on the outside looking in the top 15, we find the MMCRU Royals, who are now at 10-2 on the season. Certainly some well-needed respect from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association, and potentially a good sign that if the Royals keep that spot, they might be able to be split up with Remsen St. Mary's, maybe not in the same sub-state, or they'd be on opposite ends of a sub-state bracket, making for one potentially very interesting sub-state final. But of course, that seeding is yet to be determined for district brackets. Hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll be released sometime at the end of the week. In Class 2A, the rankings look like this. Underwood's number 1, Pleasantville 2, Van Meter 3, West Lyon 4, and Cheriton is ranked number 5. Unity Christian checks in at number 8. In Class 3A, Wallert Catholic is the number 1 team, Pella 2, Marion 3, Bishop Heelan 4, and Ballard's ranked number 5. MOC Floyd Valley's ranked number 7. Bulldogs still have to play them. Sergeant Bluff Luton's ranked number 8. The Bulldogs have to play them 3 times yet. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Prairie is ranked number 1, Pleasant Valley 2, Iowa City High 3, Sioux City East, who the Bulldogs still have to play twice, they're ranked number 4, and Johnston checks in at number 5. You can check out those baseball rankings in their entirety on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, now we should tell you about some postseason honors that came to a couple of our area athletes. We're going to first start in soccer, where the Lamar's Community Boys Soccer Team recorded their first ever All-State athlete. That's Lamar's senior Giovanni Cabongo, who earned second team All-State honors in Class 3A by the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association. This comes after he led the entire state of Iowa in Class 3A in goals, with 33 of them this year. By the way, that was 8 goals better than second place. He was captain of the Bulldogs soccer team this year that posted its best record in school history, going 9-6-1. And finishing in the sub-state semifinal round. Cabongo graduates as the program's first ever All-State athlete, and the program record holder in virtually every statistical category. Most notably, his 78 career goals will be a mark that holds for a very long time. His 33 goals this season also set a school record, and his 8 goals in a game against Sioux City East earlier this year will also stand in the record books for quite a while. Again, congratulations to Lamar's community senior, Giovanni Cabongo, second team All-Stater, that named to the list by the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association yesterday. We also have some postseason baseball honors at the collegiate level to tell you about, as the NJCAA, that's the National Junior College Athletic Association, announced their All-American baseball teams for the 2025 season. These are the best baseball players at the JUCO level in the nation, and among those honored was Kingsley Pearson alum and Ellsworth Community College star Boston Duskett, who was named a first-team All-American. And Duskett was a power threat this year. He was a top-5 hitter in the country, ranking 2nd in the country in home runs with 22, and 4th in RBIs with 80. This year, Duskett hit .401 with an on-base percentage of .502 and a slugging percentage of .866. Duskett set school records this season with hits, 75 of them, runs scored with 73, and his RBI and home run total that we told you about, they broke school records as well. The Panthers had one of their best seasons since the 1990s, winning 31 games on the season, and Boston Duskett a big reason why. After graduating after his sophomore year at Ellsworth Community College, Duskett will be heading to Miami. That's Miami, Florida next season. He'll be playing at Florida International University. Again, Boston Duskett, a first-team All-American at Ellsworth Community College in the sport of baseball, and will now be taking his talents to the Division I level next season. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today in softball. In the Missouri for Activities Conference, these contests will have earlier starts at Lamar's Community as the Bulldogs welcome in Sioux City North for a doubleheader. Sioux City West is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln's at Sioux City East, and Bishop Heelan is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. In the Wargo Conference in softball, Galen Catholic will host Remsen St. Mary's again. They will resume a contest that was suspended a couple of weeks ago. Hartley Melvin Sanborn's at Emmitsburg. In the Western Valley Conference in softball, Kingsley Pearson hosts Sioux Central. Cherokee welcomes in Woodbury Central. It's Ridgeview at Newell Fonda. East Sac County at MVAOCOU. Woodbine's at West Monona. And OABCIG is at Boyer Valley. In baseball, in the Missouri for Activities Conference, earlier starts as well for Lamar's hosting Sioux City North. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Bishop Heelan. Sioux City West at Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Sioux City East. In the Wargo Conference in baseball, Remsen St. Mary's and Galen Catholic. They will also resume a contest that was suspended a couple of weeks ago. Kingsley Pearson's at Akron Westfield in our Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week that you can hear only here on KLEM. Hartley Melvin Sanborn's at Emmitsburg in baseball and Harris Lake Park's at North Union. Finally, in the Western Valley Conference in baseball, it's Woodbury Central at Cherokee. Ridgeview's at Alta Aurelia. Woodbine's at OABCIG and Westwood is at West Monona. For more sports news, make sure you check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.